Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
I love how you ask yourself in that song, do you know the answer?
Yes, it's a little bit of a third-person weirdness, but hey, I just wrote it really quickly one day and went, you know what, that's the song, that's the end of it. I got a voice note in from a lady called Lisa, and again, if my computer will behave itself, this is what it sounds like.
Hi Dave, Lisa here. My question is, when you go to the bottle bank and you put your clear bottles into the white one and your brown ones into the brown, but when they collect them and they put them into the big trucks, it looks to me like they put them all into the same truck altogether, or are they separated? So that's my question. Okay, thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Lisa. And thank you to everybody who sends me voice notes in and questions in general, but voice notes in particular for Ask Dave. Have you ever wondered
this? Oh my
God,
like that is an incredible question. Because that does make so much sense. Why? Like, because when you just hear the clattering of them all mixing together, it's like, what was the point in doing any of that?
Okay. Hey, I made it my business to put the green ones in the green one and the white ones in the white one.
They're just having a laugh with us.
Well, I remember a long time ago on this show, it could be pre-lockdown, someone asked this kind of question. And I started ringing the recycling companies to ask them. And like, nobody would give me a straight answer. So I've gone deep on this.
Oh, good man.
And I found aerial photographs of glass bottle collection trucks is the only way I could determine whether this is true or not.
You're spying on them.
I was literally spying. I was using Google Earth. I was using Google Maps. I eventually found one, an open one, and I found exactly what it is. They are separated into three different colours in the truck. So although it seems like, because they have a crane, they lift up the huge bottle bank, and then they press whatever they press, and the bottom opens and all the bottles fall down, as Carl says, they're all smashing against each other. But they are in brown, green, and clear.
Oh, right.
So really? The trucks are sectioned, and then when they get back to the depot, the trucks have doors on the side, and the doors open, and all the glass bottles fall out, but they do the brown in the brown section of the recycling plant, the green in the green section, and the clear in the clear section.
You have to have some crossover. If they're like, okay, open the bottom of the bottle bank, and then it doesn't all just fall directly. Oh, no, we're green bottles. Yeah. We must fall into this section.
But also, can anyone in this room or anyone listening today be 100% honest and say they've never accidentally put a brown bottle in a green bank?
Yeah,
or what?
No one does that.
The green and the browns are so hard to get right.
What?
Yeah,
the brown and the green.
I struggle with the which is which.
Black and navy
t-shirts.
It's not the same as black and navy.
Well,
green
hang on.
And brown.
There's another question we're going to get to in a few minutes time that will shed more light on this. But the reason, I think it's always important to find out the reason for these. Why are we separating the colours, for example, right? Unsurprisingly, probably, it's because they can be reconstituted and recycled and remade into glass of the same colour. And that got me thinking, okay, well, what actually happens then, right? So the truck arrives up, the doors of each section open in each section of the recycling plant, mm-hmm. and the browns go to the browns, whatever. And it's then, there's a number of processes that goes on. So there's size screening. So in other words, if you have a small little bottle of soy sauce or a massive 7-litre wine bottle, if you're Maria.
What?
They're sorted by size. There's metal separation, so a lot of them still have the caps on if people aren't good
enough
to do that.
Yeah, you're supposed to take them off.
And also then, but even the little bit that's connected where the thing was sealed, that remains on the bottle. That has to be taken off.
Yeah.
Then contaminant removal. So any bit of sauce that's in the thing, exactly. Or there's other dirty stuff in it or whatever has to be gotten rid of. And then again, the final colour sorting.
Yeah.
These are the processes that go on. And then what happens is it's all smashed down into little bits, and what you get is something called glass cullet. C-U-L-L-E-T. Right? That's a material I didn't know about until I started researching this. Yeah. And then that is sent to glassworks factories where it's melted down and they make new bottles and new jars out of this. Glass is 100% recyclable. 100%. And it never loses quality or purity, so it's not like photocopying a photocopy.
Yeah.
Every time you recycle it, it's just as pure as it was the very first
Amazing.
Time.
Amazing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, there are things like glass cookware, Pyrex, windows, crystal. They're not made in the same way, so they can't be recycled.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I know, it's a different thing altogether. So they can't be, at least they can't be recycled in the same way. I don't know for sure if they can't be recycled. But recycled glass, which is so cool, can take 95% of the raw materials out of the next batch of glass. So obviously, you have to start off with a bit of glass cullet and sand and whatever you do to make glass. So the very first time you make a bottle out of nothing, you need raw materials.
Yeah.
But from then on, you can take 95% of the raw materials and leave them where they are. You don't need them if you have this glass cullet.
It just keeps going around
It keeps going around and around. It's amazing. That's really good. And for every 1,000 tons of recycled glass, on average in the world, it will create about 8 jobs.
Really?
That's pretty good.
So next time you're boozing or drinking your, you know, Lucozade in a glass bottle if you're born in the 80s, think about the people you're giving jobs to. But James from Donegal asked a question that moves on from Cahill not knowing the difference between brown and green. He says, Dave, what am I supposed to do with my blue Bombay Sapphire gin bottle?
Oh, yeah.
I only started drinking it at Christmas. I've just finished my first one, but I'm too scared to bring it to the bottle bank because I don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what are you supposed to do?
All blue bottles go into the green bottle bank.
Oh,
nice. The green bottle bank.
I would have thought clear.
No. Blue goes into green, and you're thinking of Bombay Sapphire. I'm thinking of milk of magnesia. That's all I can remember from my childhood of blue bottles.
But look, the good thing we learned from that is to stop the stigma around being ashamed of going to the bottle bank.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay to not fully understand what you're doing.
Do you know what? Speaking of recycling, and this has bugged me since the day it happened, right? Yeah. I caught the end of a TV show like a couple of years ago, stuck on the telly, and it said, and that's why you will never not rinse out your recycling tins, you know, the tins, the foods and all that that you're recycling. That's why you'll never not rinse them out again.
And you don't know what
I have no idea
was.
What. I have no idea what. So.
Well, I guess you know what Dave is going to be next. Yeah.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.